listen to the voice of Bolito. Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
And 28 minutes to 4 o'clock on a Tuesday, and our friend Barry Chapman is in for another chat. Chatting with Chapman. Chapman Plumbing, of course, the sponsors of the news on the afternoon show, and every Tuesday we have a natter because, well, Barry knows a thing or two about drains, about geysers, about leaks, and about everything to do with keeping your plumbing in tip-top fashion. Welcome. Nice to have you back.
Thank you. Sorry I was a bit late. I got stuck in the...
in the shootout.
The chaos on the freeway.
Yeah, just to recap, if you are planning a trip down on the N2 southbound from Bolito, it's an active crime scene in the vicinity of Crocodile Creek where the police have apprehended a suspect or a stolen vehicle, and there's been a shootout. There's all sorts of action. You saw it firsthand.
Dramatic. Yeah, no. I mean, all security forces involved, private and the SAPS and everyone on scene there. So it's
and the traffic is chaotic.
Traffic, it's all down to one lane, so the traffic's backed right the way up to Bolito. So
avoid the area if you can. And well, we congratulate all the security operatives on the work that they're doing. It's not easy, and probably a bit like plumbing actually. Sometimes there's
things get congested.
Congested indeed. And on that note, I've been thinking about what it is that one as a homeowner can do, or in fact, you know, anyone looking after a building or any kind of dwelling unit that has plumbing in it, which is almost every kind of domestic and industrial type, anywhere where people gather, I suppose, it's fair to say. There are certain things that you can do, I believe, to maintain a healthy system, and there are certain things that you should not do if you don't want to end up with drama. Barry, you would know because you deal with it every day. What are those things?
Yeah, so important, first off, for your sewer systems and things like that is to keep them running. So over a period of time, you build up a little bit of a film inside your sewer lines. And if there's nothing running through it on a constant basis, it ends up drying. And then you end up with a sheet inside there, and it can peel off and then block your line. So it's important that is kept flowing. There were massive areas. We fortunately enough didn't suffer from it too much in Bolito area, but Tongaat, Westbrook area, they suffered badly after the floods when there was no water running through any of the sewer lines for a long time. A lot of the sewer lines dried out and all those crusts formed, they peeled off and they just created blockages all over the place. So when the water finally got turned back on, the municipality was running around with jetting machines and unblocking and trying to keep everything going.
Wow. So it's a living ecosystem almost.
100%, yeah. And then the other thing is pressurize your house. Keep it pressurized. So have a backup water tank. Have a pressure pump keeping your house pressurized, because there's nothing worse for your house than pressure up, pressure down, pressure up, pressure down. Think about expansion and contraction, blowing a balloon up and letting it down, and blowing a balloon up and letting it down. Now you've got connections onto that pipe. Every time you expand and contract, those connections are moving. So it's best practice to keep it pressurized. That's more of one of the reasons why we say to people, if you're going to put up a backup tank, you're actually securing your household's water infrastructure, because it's not going to be exposed to that on-off whenever there's a break in the municipal supply.
So if you have an external tank and the municipal supply is shut off, would that tank, if it's plumbed correctly, just simply take over the function?
100%.
And that's something that you can do?
Yes, sir.
So that could be rainwater that fills that tank, or you could fill it during good availability of municipal water, but keep it topped up.
So you could do rainwater. Just with rainwater, remember you need pre-filtration. So something to get all the leaves and sticks and stones and all the funny things that come off your roof. And then post-filtration as well, because you don't know what's gone in there. There may have been a bird that dropped a poop.
Yep.
On the roof or whatever else on the roof that ends up going into the tank. So you need to have some decent filtration and sterilization on it and then feed it back into your house.
Now, we've touched on the subject before, but I think it's a good idea to touch on it again. It would appear that in the news today, there's the drama unfolding where it would appear that the next big challenge for South Africa, full stop, is going to be water availability. Similar to the electricity situation that we're currently going through with load shedding, experts are now predicting that we are going to face exactly the same, if not worse, because of the aging infrastructure that is crumbling, and there is no plan really to intervene from a government point of view fast enough to prevent what is, the experts are telling us, is definitely going to start coming. So now we're forewarned. The weather experts are telling us we're going to be experiencing a drought very soon, a protracted one, an El Nino type drought that could be a couple of years. If all of the signs point towards the fact that we are going to be in a water depleted environment very soon as a country, we need to look at it locally and say, well, if that's the case nationally, presumably it's going to rub off to us as well. Even though we live in a bit of a bubble, we will not be unaffected by it. It makes sense to start planning to augment your water supply, domestic water supply. Now, what would you recommend? What can we do? What should we be doing?
So, well, first off, if water rationing does start, you're obviously going to be very conscious about what water you're using. But you still want a backup tank in your property to keep your house pressurized again, because you don't want burst pipes, etc., on your property. Rainwater systems are fantastic. If you are going into a drought, it's going to be a very difficult thing to try to get rainwater if you're in a drought.
But except it does that the local coastal ebb and flow, you tend to get a coastal drizzle or a coastal rain, and that, you know, it adds up. It's a bit like counting the
sinks. So we do get a little bit of rain, but what's very important then is to make sure that you optimize on your surface area of the roof and get everything as much as you possibly can into your tanks. We've done a client's house, top end of Belito. He's got two staging tanks either side of his house with little submersible pumps in it that then pumps the water right the way around the side of the house to where his main tanks are.
Wow.
So his entire property's roof feeds into his tanks, which is phenomenal. I mean, he absolutely loves utilizing that water.
And presumably that is first price for those that can afford it, but it would be a very expensive option. And for, you know, if everyone could afford it, I'm sure we'd all do it. But for the average Joe, you don't have to go to that extent. There are more affordable measures that you can take. And what do you recommend one should start with as an absolute bare minimum?
So when we had our last major drought, I think it was 2016, somewhere around there, they rationed us down to 200 liters of water a day, which is very achievable. You can go ahead and put in a 750 litre slimline tank and a 0.43 kilowatt pump, which is enough to run one point in your house. And depending on the piping and the plumbing of where that's going, you're looking between $8,000-$9,000 for that setup installed with the compliant valves and et cetera that you need to make the system work.
And can you then upgrade from there? Could you add to it as money 100%. Becomes available, etc.? So if you start properly and you have the base units in place, you could add to it.
100%. Like a little Meccano set or Lego set, you can just build onto it and make it better and better as you're going. It's just about planning. When you first do it, plan for the bigger picture at the end of the day. This is where we're going to put it, but we might want to add another five tanks or whatever. So let's start off small, but make sure that we've got the area to put it in.
And if one has a system that is not optimal, is it something that you can retrofit? In other words, if the tank is there and the pipes are there, but maybe the valves are incorrect, or is it something that you could sort out?
100%. So one of the issues that we face quite often is there are non-compliant or unethical people practicing plumbing in the area, and they're doing tank installations for people where they're just tying them straight into the house with absolutely no backflow prevention or anything like that. Then you end up with cross-contamination. I've had clients that, I put in two 5,000 liter tanks and we turned the system on and last night, and this morning the tanks were empty. Please can you come and have a look? So go and have a look, and they've literally pumped 10,000 litres of water straight back into the municipal system because no backflow prevention was installed. So very important. I see it on a weekly basis whenever I go do quotes. People have put tank systems in, but there's no backflow prevention to stop that cross-contamination, which is very important.
And presumably you just mentioned that you've done quotes, but do you offer the service where you would be able to inspect what is on site and identify what needs to be sorted and then offer a quote from there to do it?
With absolute pleasure.
Yeah, so that would be a very, very valuable, I think, first step.
So the one thing that I do and I've always done within the Ballito area, so I'm talking Ballito, Umhlali, up as far as Tindi Manor kind of area, Palm Lakes, I'll always go out to a client's house and I'll quote for free.
Okay, wow.
I'll go and do a site inspection for free. Whether I get the job or not, it's I'll go out, I give some advice, give a quote, and if I get the job, great. If I don't, the client's at least gained a bit of advice and I've started a little bit of a relationship.
And relationship management is what it's all about, and which is why we have this regular conversation, because we believe, as I suppose any responsible community-based organization of this size or this complexity would do, is we would like to highlight where you're going to get the best value and the best service, because ultimately that makes the economy tick properly and takes all of the guesswork out of the situation. You're looking for a good plumber, any kind of service provider, you'll hear about it on 88FM, because we only deal with those that we understand to be the best.
100%.
Chapman Plumbing, of course, there it is. We look forward to catching up again in a week's time for another conversation, where hopefully we'll be able to bring you some information that you can use, and who knows, could save you down the line an awfully large amount of concern, because ultimately healthy plumbing, water is the source of life. It goes into, comes in and it goes out. As you say, it brings in life, takes out, you know, the alternative. As long as it's all flowing a bit like life, you know, the circle
the most important plumbing statement: plumber brings life into a house and takes death out.
There it is. And on that note, we say adios muchachos until we meet again in a week's time.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, man.
Barry Chapman, and the afternoon show continues.